Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to tee it up with the true insiders from Washington, D.C. My pal, Victoria Jones. She's the Washington senior correspondent, the super grand dame. Give her any adjective, but she knows her stuff, and we love her from Talk Radio News. Victoria, it's another week in D.C., and you know, are we cherry blossoms? Are they blooming, or do they just skip over it this time around?
Yeah, I had the nastiest walk to the White House today I've had all winter. It snowed on me. It froze on me. There was a wind. It was horrible.
I don't envy that walk.
Yeah,
I know. I know that distance. That distance is not good when there's bad weather. Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of distance, the Republicans are trying to bridge the gap. The Republican National Committee Chair Brent Priebus is talking about the fact that they need to make some drastic changes. What were some of the things that he was talking about that would be so drastic? You mean the things that the Obama people did?
No. These are things that they did to themselves. they're talking about being stuffy old men, which is what the focus groups said to them. They did an autopsy of themselves after their losses in the 2012 election, or at least their big loss, which is the loss to Obama, because, I mean, they didn't have a massive loss. I mean, they only lost 8 seats in the House. They didn't have a massive loss in the Senate. They'd lost a bit in the Senate, but it was enough, but they didn't win. So they've done an autopsy report, and that was the conclusion, that basically narrow-minded, out-of-touch, and, quote, stuffy old men was, and so they've reviewed everything, and they're overhauling everything, but what they're not overhauling is their message.
Oh, so it's to say, you know, everything but the message. And didn't he say something like they were spending $10 million from a minority outreach is what he said, I think.
Oh, yes, at least that. It may even be more than that. Massive minority outreach. They feel they need to reach. In fact, they talked about these are the areas where their support is soft. Hispanic, Asian, and Pacific Islanders, African Americans, Indian Americans, Native Americans, women, and youth.
Really? Wow, so the specific, they're pinpointed. They're really narrowing it down.
To everybody except white men.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. How about that? Like you said, an autopsy. We'll see how it all works out for them in the end. You know, speaking of that battle between the Republicans and really the Democrats, here we go again with another budget. The House Democratic budget includes $1.2 trillion in taxes and then $200 billion in new stimulus. I can imagine that went over, at least for the Republicans, like a lead balloon.
A complete lead balloon, absolutely. And, of course, it's not going anywhere. I mean, they're going to get a vote on it, and that's as far as it'll go. Chris Van Hollen, the ranking member on the House Budget Committee, who is very brainy when it comes to budgets, is the one who put this together. And he said that the House Democratic budget does turn off the 9 years of automatic sequestration cuts. And so he says that will save 750,000 jobs in 2013 alone. But, of course, all this talk is all floaty talk, in the same way that the Paul Ryan budget, talking about how he's going to balance the budget in 10 years, that's floaty talk. This is all aspirational. Everything about these budgets is aspirational. Nothing's real.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And then I guess the other thing is, you know, just for grins, I happen to see this, that this, the former South Carolina governor is supposed to now move from the first round of the GOP primary for a special election. Are you kidding me? Is that for real?
Yes, it seems to be for real. Now, sometimes you think things really are not possible in politics, and they turn out to be.
That would be wild. I mean, he can make jokes. He really could make jokes about the Appalachian Trail and all that sort of stuff. You know, he was at Radio Row during the Republican National Convention, and you may have talked to him. I talked to him, and he really does just rip on himself. So maybe that's appealing.
I think it is appealing. I mean, he had to have had something going for him.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Victoria Jones, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, you heard some of the things that we tossed around with Victoria there at the top. There's some other things that we'll throw into the mix here especially when it comes to politics and this idea of the autopsy for the Republican Party. Even the number one spokesperson for Republicans, and certainly for conservative brands of Republicans, Rush Limbaugh, says this autopsy is so wrong and shows that conservatives are out of touch. But that's what they're going to do, spend the $10 million trying to figure out how to reach out to more people the way the Obama people did, and get the votes that they lost the next time around, which would be 2014, meaning more Hispanics, etc., that were almost non-existent the last time around for Mitt Romney in the presidential head-to-head, of course, which Obama gets the repeat performance. So that's what they're calling it, an autopsy of the 2012 election failures. And they pin the blame on the party being out of touch with voters, especially minorities. Now, Rush Limbaugh said that we are in touch with the founding people of this country. We are in touch with the greatness in this country and its people. So who's right, who's wrong in all of this? Let's analyze, let's, you know, do some Monday morning quarterbacking. What do we do? What do we do? Because, you know, we don't want to lose more elections when it comes to 2014 and when it comes to the next presidential race next time around. So if you were Rents Priebus and you were in charge of the RNC and you had this $10 million, would you throw $10 million in the direction of trying to gain support from minorities and others who you feel you need next time around when it comes to getting the overall vote count up enough to push you over the top for whoever that could be? And speaking of that, on the bench for the Republicans, Bobby Jindal, who's the Louisiana governor, was uninjured after an SUV crash. You know, there was an erroneous report, of course, somebody trying to jump the gun, talking about Jindal and how he was injured in this accident. So immediately, I'm looking all over the place, and what do we find out? No, a large truck sideswiped the SUV that Jindal was in, but he wasn't hurt at all, thank goodness, and neither was anybody else. He apparently was coming home from his son's soccer game in Baton Rouge, so that's the good news about that, but it just shows you. So what happened is he swerved to avoid the truck and then hit a utility pole. That's what happened in this in the car anyway. And, of course, the governor has state police escorts around the clock. That's under state law. That's a requirement. So there was no problem there. The driver of the truck made an improper turn. That's what the cops said, and they actually fined him for that, or cited him for that, I guess is the proper way to say that. All right, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, like I said, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into some of the political things that are happening in D.C. Also, March Madness. Do you have your bracket ready, or do you even care? This is the time of year when people who aren't even sports fans are suddenly circling teams that they sort of know. Baylor, Notre Dame, Stanford, Connecticut all get top NCAA women's seeds, but what about the men? We're talking about it on the flip side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Night around midnight, and we were all evacuated. And then, from what we know from alerts, there was a suicide in somewhere in Tower One. I was sleeping, so I was kind of not dressed. So I am in my pajamas, and I was in the student union from probably, I would say, 2 o'clock in the morning from the time they told us we had to get away from the arena till 7 when I finally got a ride to an apartment.
We've just been getting little updates, like from the UCF alert, but they're pretty vague and we really don't fully understand what's going on.
Around noon on Monday, finally things got back to normal, if you will, at the University of Central Florida. Here we go again, folks. Welcome to the flip side, or the scary side, of this version of America Tonight, at least for this segment. What is going on at these college campuses? So this guy ends up, they end up getting a 911 call, going to Tower One, as you heard those girls describe, on campus at in Orlando at the University of Central Florida. Turns out he has a homemade bombs. He has a handgun and a rifle, and they find him dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, you know, pretty much looked that way. He shared a space with three other roommates, and because that's how their dorms are, they have these kind of suite areas, and the body of, was found inside of one of the rooms. A bomb squad actually was sent to the campus to look at the explosives. The dorm and a parking garage was closed. That's why it took really until noon till things got back to sort of semi-normal. And the FBI is helping out with this investigation. Turns out that Antonio Whitehead, 21 years old, a junior, said he heard the fire alarm go off after midnight. He was one of the first people anybody talked to on the scene, and he thought it was just some kind of routine alarm. So he went outside where he saw a whole bunch of people already heading across the street from the dorm, and then people started rushing, sort of storming to get outside of the dorm, and they told people that somebody had a machine gun and to move faster. So it was pretty scary, I guess, to be woken up in the middle of the night in some cases, or to be kind of half asleep, half up, that kind of thing. And there wasn't a real clear picture, as you could tell. That's what the two girls you just listened to were, I think, more shook up about, because there was such vague information. And with everything that people are automatically thinking in their heads, that something's happened, somebody's holed up somewhere with guns, they didn't know that he was dead, he was laying on the floor of the dorm, that kind of stuff. And immediately the president, John, hit and, you know, tried to tell everybody as soon as they woke him up, and they had him rolling. But there still was a period of time that it was kind of missing. And first it's a fire alarm, then people are sent to the streets, and there was massive confusion. So here we go again with the questions of what made this guy tick. What was he doing? Did he pull the fire alarm? Did he call 911? They're piecing it all together, but what drives somebody, honestly, to do this? What pushes him to the limit that he decides, maybe I'm going to take out this dorm? There were enough explosives, supposedly, that he could have blown up at least a piece of that dorm, and there would be 500 people, 500 possibilities of people anyway, that could be there at that time, especially when you're talking about a Sunday into a Monday where people come back from the weekend and are heading to class, and this time of year when people are wrapping things up, so they've already dropped classes, that kind of thing. Geez, how sad. How sad to have this happen again. You just automatically, I hate to say it, but you just automatically assume it. I mean, we're kind of desensitized now to it. Unless you have a kid there or unless you're there, nobody wants to see anything like that happen. But when your mind starts to think about it, you think, oh, well, yeah, this was probably a planned attack, and that's what they're already talking about, that it was a planned attack, and that was the idea here, that the student was 30-year-old James Oliver Sekakumbaram, and he was at the university from 2010 through the fall of 2012, but wasn't enrolled for the spring, and he was being removed from the dorm where he lived. They were in the process of that. So there was crazy notes that they found. He was, you know, he had this plan that he was going to set in motion. He had ammunition and all the kind of stuff that he needed. He outlined an attack, but luckily that never happened. So they're still trying to piece it together, because what can they learn from this? That's the whole idea. How was he going to carry this whole thing out? Who was he going to target? That's kind of unclear. Was it just a random thing because he was furious about something? You know, in the end, what is it? They found him dead from the suicide, apparently. Like I said, shot himself in the head, a couple of hundred rounds of ammunition, 4 homemade bombs in a backpack. And it's pretty troublesome, because this is, again, how are you piecing this together of what makes someone tick? And how many of you have called up and talked about red flags, people who are obviously not well, having access? How did he get access? And that's all the stuff that's going to come out here. But he didn't shoot anybody else. Apparently one of his roommates said that he pointed a gun at them. He ran to the bathroom. He called 911. And then they tried to rescue the roommate, the officer, when they came in, but they found his body in the bedroom. So what was it that made him do this? He had one contact, one problem with the law, and it was nothing. It was a traffic arrest in 2006. So 500 people, 500 possibilities of ruining how many more lives because of that. So what's the university doing? Well, they didn't handle the initial situation that very well with the fire evacuation. However, what do they do immediately? They get counseling, they get food, they do whatever they can and move people from the Tower 1 that reopened later, move them into another area, into a resource center somewhere on campus so that everybody has access to lay down, be on a cot, do whatever, and kind of gather themselves. But you can imagine it would be like live people wired up, live wires walking around trying to figure out what was going on. So, and that's a pretty big school. Almost 60,000 students at the main campus in Orlando. And there are, of course, 10 other places, other regional satellite places around the state. But that's the big one. That's the hub where he was. So he had a plan, and the plan might have been to bring down the roof to be able to hurt as many people as he could. But, you know, a mass shooter shoots himself, boom, that's it. So because that happened, there wasn't the lunatic rampage somehow was missed. And was it that immediately the 911 call, he reacted and that was it? Or, you know, why and what was he trying to do? And, you know, what ultimately, how did this happen? You know, how again does somebody have access? I'm sure all of this is going to filter out in the next couple of days. But like I said, here we go again. Immediately, what are you thinking when you hear this kind of story? And I think the key thing is to piece it together, to talk to friends, to see if he had problems, if there was things that people saw. I mean, already some people or some friends are saying that he had serious anger issues. But what does that mean? And how do you know that the anger issues are going to spill over even more? Hey, if you want to throw in your two cents, you know, how do you keep safe on a campus right away? I got a note from Steve listening to us in Missouri who said, Kate, we've been over this a dozen times. He sent this to me earlier in the day. The thing to do is to allow the students to be armed. Do you think that's it? We've come to a point where, hey, if you're on a college campus and you want to carry a weapon, you should be able to. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. That's the digits for the name. Don't be a stranger. You can dance on the floor with me anytime you want to. But what do you think? Should students be able to just carry guns? And especially in a state like Florida, you know, the rules there, there is some wiggle room there. A little bit different campus to campus, though. And in Texas, boy, that's what the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, wants to do. Is that an idea whose time has finally arrived?
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's true. A lot of people are starting to really warm up to the idea. Even some people who aren't necessarily, they're not anti-gun, but they don't own guns and, you know, don't normally push the envelope when it comes to something that's a little bit different. But there's more people that are saying, you know what, if you're going to be on a campus and these kind of things, these kooky possibilities that are wide open to happen, somebody who's a former student, something happened to him, he's disgruntled. He has anger issues. He's off his rocker, whatever it is, and he's Ramboed up. Well, what if more people on the other side of that also had guns? What if they had guns? Now, in this case, if he had triggered a bunch of bombs, there's not much you can do there. If you have no idea and that's already happened, then there's nothing you can do. Of course, the roommate walking in and more of that story being flushed out, and him actually having the weapon at him, but then the roommate dashing in the bathroom and making that call, maybe that was part of the turn that changed the fate of what could have happened to some of the people in that dorm in Tower 1 on the UCF campus. You know, we'll never know that for sure, but he seemed determined anyway to pull off what he was going to try to pull off. And this is a former student, and 30 years old, living on campus. Something's going on for sure. The specifics maybe we'll never be able to hear about or piece together, but boy, wouldn't it be great to get a better composite of this, to try to look for this a little bit more. Although as I say that, it's almost ridiculous, because how do you, you know, seriously, how do you look in a crowd and say, well, that guy's the lunatic. He's the one that's not right. He's the one that's going to come back and do this. He's the one who's going to come back and is going to take the lives of some innocent kids who are on campus because something happened to him, and he's furious about it, and he's going to get some kind of twisted sort of revenge. But the key question is, would it make things more equal? Would the great equalizer be the possibility that somebody like this would encounter a reaction back, so it would be a little trickier to necessarily come in thinking, oh, I can easily do this because everybody's in my dorm or everybody in this particular area of the campus, they're sitting ducks. So I'm going to throw out the numbers again. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, America Tonight. It's not just about guns and the nutball here at UCF. Some other things certainly happening. I mentioned March Madness, and I'll hit you up with a little March Madness coming up in our last segment. But I'll tell you the top seeds. In the Midwest, Louisville. In the South, it's Kansas. In the East, it's Indiana. And Gonzaga, you say whatever you want to say. In the West, number one. How about that? Pretty interesting. And number one in the AP poll, too. But we'll talk a little bit more about that whole phenomenon of brackets. We're going to have RJ Bell coming up on our next show. He's great to break down what he thinks could happen in the tournament and some interesting things. Tournament time, there's always some crazy oddball numbers that you don't really hear about, and he's got them up his sleeve to tell you about some of the little minutiae that makes it even more interesting to be involved in March Madness. And we're going to have our off-the-cuff nail the score. You can only nail the score when we randomly select a few games in our third hour of our Thursday morning show. So mark it down, commit it to memory, because we have some great prizes, and hey, maybe somebody will win. We've had somebody win in March Madness once a couple years ago. It's not an impossible thing. There are ways to win this. It may be easier. Might be easier in a way than pro football for some people. Colorado's governor decided to sign gun controls into law. There were a lot of protests about this, and some people were surprised because they didn't think this was going to happen with Hickenlooper. Still has the greatest name ever, doesn't he, for a governor, no matter what. But the governor signs some legislation that set the limits on ammunition magazines and expanded background checks for firearms. And this was pretty big, and is still getting some reverb. This is, for the Democrats, that's a huge win in a state where gun ownership is very, very important and is absolutely, to so many people who would say, Second Amendment, a treasured right. So here, how this has played out has been kind of interesting, given the fact that there's so many people that were against that happening. So the measures now are some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And this happens weeks after incredibly tense, nasty mudslinging, legislative infighting battles. Republicans and gun rights supporters put up a huge fight against this in a pretty much moderate state politically anyway. Democrats made them part of the part of the package of the proposals drafted in reaction to some shooting rampages in Aurora, what happened at that movie theater last July, and of course Newtown, Connecticut too, throwing that in the mix. And you know, at one point the idea was, okay, magazine limits. This is going to reduce gun violence and have an impact during mass shootings because it would force the person with a gun to reload many more times. So it's an interruption of spraying bullets. That's ultimately what made it pass the interruption of spraying bullets. And he's signing it into law. So that kicks in July 1st. And it's the first that's happened outside of the Eastern quarter this year so far. So while that's going on, now in Congress, finally, it's the gun debate, the great gun debate of 2013, where we saw what happened in Colorado. And a lot of people are looking at Colorado as a bellwether. So what I didn't think was going to happen really could happen, since there was so much division over this. But with the Colorado law, including a ban on ammunition magazines that will carry more than 15 rounds and 8 shotgun shells, the bill also pushing the background checks, expanding that significantly, requiring, you know, for sales and transfers between parties. So you're selling me your gun. Whew, we got to have it in inked, baby. We got to have background checks, all that stuff online, all of it to the 10th degree. And the Republicans in the state argued, and said it's not going to prevent more shootings. It's going to hurt people who are law-abiding types, and it's going to kill them with their Second Amendment. And they say the opposite. Well, the guns are what's going to kill you. So how about Colorado doing this? Again, a pretty big surprise, I would say. It wasn't looking very good. It wasn't looking like this was going to happen. And now Colorado could just open the floodgates. It will for Washington with the debate happening. This is, you're going to keep hearing about Colorado. But will it matter on the, you know, state to state, as this is, will have the impact as this is being discussed? Because this is absolutely, for anyone trying to pass this, this is absolutely going to be one of the main things that's brought up as, hey, Colorado did this. This is what's happening. And all that information is going to be crunched. Now, Colorado charged $10 background check fees about a decade ago, but the fees were dropped. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation picks up the tab now, and they check prospective gun owners. So, you know, you even have a Colorado mag manufacturer saying, we're going to leave the state if you've got these kind of restrictions. And that means we're taking our jobs with us. So people are upset about this. Of course, the Democrats tried to say, well, then it's Magpul that's doing that. They're trying to say the company could still manufacture high-capacity magazines if they were sold out of state. And they're not going to do that. They're not going to stay. They say they're not going to stay where they're selling has that kind of a law that's passed. So probably they leave. And sadly, that then it becomes the big talk, because they left thanks to the gun control legislation that was out there. And the Republicans just ditched that from day one, you know, said that there's no way they would vote for that. It didn't look like the numbers were going to be there. But you see, that's the thing. Sometimes you can get surprised, and they were there. The numbers came through in the end, and that means Colorado, which is a heavily armed state, becomes one of the first to sign gun control, really stricter gun control laws to kick into effect starting in July. So that's very big in the middle of this discussion. I'm wondering how many people are concerned about that watching what happens in Colorado. It seems like this could be maybe a more of a minor hiccup than we thought on the federal level, but will it be? I think it's strictly by the numbers, and the numbers in the House aren't there. So if you have no numbers, no people to call on, they're going to say, yeah, I stand with you, you're absolutely right, and get a few people to jump over, then it's going to be a lot tougher to try to make this happen, certainly in July, but it's going to be tougher to make it happen in general. But you still have Colorado hanging out there to say, yeah, Colorado did it. Look what's happening. It's been in effect for boom, ba, boom, ba, boom. And that's the thing. As they get more time underneath them, if it's not repealed, then that's going to be absolutely case in point, Colorado. Look what happened in Colorado. Look what happened there. A little hoop talk next on ATN.
over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here on America Tonight. Suddenly everybody is into March Madness. How much money is wagered on March Madness? Woo! A whole bunch of money. I'm telling you, people really go for those brackets, believing that even though they have never watched any college football, that they are completely ready to take on the odds. So what are the odds of winning the NCAA title? First of all, I mentioned all the top seeds earlier in this hour of ATN, and of course the top seeds are going to have the best odds, like Louisville 5-1, Indiana 8-1, Gonzaga 12-1, Kansas 10-1, but I like the underdogs. Give me an underdog. Of course, Boise State at 1,000-1, Belmont 1,000-1, that's not great. Villanova 500-1. You get the drift here. I mean, you have to get, you know, maybe a little more realistic. And Matt Johnson, like myself, has been snookered, hookered, and everything else into the whole poll thing for a very long time. Matt, do you remember when you first filled out your first bracket for the tournament?
Oh, I can't remember the exact date, but I was younger because my dad and I would always enter the first kind of annual, you know, tourney that I would always enter was through my mom. My mom was a teacher. It was her school, actually, had one. There was a guy there that would put together a pool, and we'd always enter that. And then as I got older, my friends started doing them, and so I've been, I mean, forever. I can't remember not doing one, actually.
Yeah, you know what? I think that, I don't know how old I was. You were probably younger than me, but certainly by the time I was in college, I was doing it. And I think in high school I was, too. I think high school would probably be the first time that I did it. And I think I was hooked into this when I found out, oh, just for a few shekels, here's what can happen to you.
Yeah, I think I was probably around fourth or fifth grade the first time I did it.
And then you were probably glued to the games and watching the results.
It definitely made it. It makes it more fun when you have a rooting interest.
It does. It does. Otherwise, and this would be the interesting thing, if you're CBS or any of the other networks and you're running these games, it's a weird deal because you're not promoting gambling, but yet in a way you are promoting gambling because so many more eyes are on your games because they are rooting. They are rooting for the teams that some of them they know, some of them they don't know, that to see what the results are, to see what happens. And, of course, the excitement and the possibilities and all of that, I don't want to poo-poo that, but come on with the possibilities of winning. I mean, like the possible brackets, and like I said, we're going to have my pal RJ on, but he was sending me the perfect bracket odds. The perfect bracket odds are, you can't even, it's like 9 trillion possible brackets. 9.2 quintrillion is what he told me. 9.2 quintrillion. That's crazy. That's 1 million times bigger than 9 trillion, if I'm correct to my math. I mean, that's a lot of zeros. So the chances of a perfect bracket, that would be an amazing feat if you ever had a perfect bracket. It's just that hard with the different schools. You're going to have some losses along the way. We know the top schools, and then we know the bottom tier schools. This is the thing, and this is what makes March Madness so exciting. Anything can happen. I mean, there's no given script here. Anything can happen. Top picks can go down. I mean, the odds, the calculations of it, it's like you look at the first round, and 15 seeds are 6 for 112. 112, that's crazy. And this is to lose 1 or 2. So I'm looking at the seeds, and it's like, yeah, go figure this out. So 15 seeds, 6 for 112, and 16 seeds are 0 for 112. At least one top 4 seed has lost in the first round 24 of 28 years. I'd say if you've got a 12. If you've got 9 through 12 seeds, then anything can happen there, and it's not you're not on such shaky ground to try to randomly pick what's going to happen. And there's those games, I mean, of course, from all sides of the bracket, from the Midwest to the South and so on and so forth, and figuring out maybe even some of the tighter ones. Like I was looking at all of you in Missouri. What do you think? Colorado State. That's the first one up the door. You got to get by Colorado State. It's even a crack at Louisville, because I can't imagine that Louisville is going to lose, although some people might disagree with me. And then there's just those sentimental favorites that people look at and they want so desperately for them to win that they pick them, and it's almost a sucker's bet. San Diego State and Oklahoma in the South, a 7 and a 10, that's a pretty tough one on paper anyway. If you look at it, it's pretty tough to figure out what direction to go in there, who to pick. In other words, flip a coin. When in doubt, flip a coin. So that's why I'm giving you some of these ideas because of the possibilities. And the possibilities could take a 4 hours of America tonight. That's why somebody else does it. If one bracket per second was filled out, this is a fun one. If one bracket per second were filled out, it would take, you can quote me on this, it would take 292 billion years to fill out all possible brackets. Do you know that's 20 times longer than the universe has existed? If everyone on the planet randomly filled out a bracket, the odds would be over 1 billion to 1 against any person having a perfect bracket. A perfect bracket. Even if somebody has a 90% chance of winning each game picked, the odds still would be 763 to 1 against picking, you got it, a perfect bracket. So it's just that hard. Even though your grandmother and the guy next door and three or four other random people will end up filling them out because you're trying to get more people to play. So, and we all know that this is how this happens. All right, I'm going to finish up quickly on one note. Ooh, be scary to be in Cyprus. We're always worried about those bank runs. Cyprus's banks shut down. Why do you think they're shut down? Shut down Tuesday and Wednesday because of a decision by Parliament to approve a tax on bank depositors. If that happens, then it opens up. So it's bank holidays. Otherwise, it's bank chaos. And they don't want bank chaos in Cyprus because we've seen what that brings. And it's not good when that happens. Nobody wants to see that happen. But, you know, they're dancing on that thin line again. They're that close to just falling off the edge. How do you prevent yourself from tripping over the side of a cliff? I mean, the obvious answer is to not get there in the first place. But it doesn't seem as though that's going to happen this time around. So all you can do is address the question. That's it. That's all you can do. I'm going to slip in this last line from Teddy, listening to us in Dallas. Yo, Teddy. He said, Kate, I was one of the idiots. I had to wait in line for a very long time for ammunition at the last gun show where I was. It seems that people are either selling out, stockpiling it, or worried beyond belief that they can't get enough, so they move from place to place to place because of so much of the crazy things that we keep hearing about that are happening across the United States. Stay cool, sister. Talk to you again. Remember, you can always flip me an email at americatonight.net.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.